This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available.
Regarding supplies of LPG and the production, there is an increase in the production, and this increase in the production is a combined effort of upstream companies like ONGC, GAIL, Oil India, and the refineries. The refineries of public sector, private sector, and JV. So all these refineries have contributed to the increase. We still require certain imports. Diversification, yes, all the efforts are on. We have already done in case of crude. In case of LPG also, the efforts are on. In case of LNG, already we have a big, basket from where the products are taken.
The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been a slight increase in the rates of premium petrol where there has been no increase in normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port, Shipping, Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
In West Asia, sharp intensification of hostilities has overshadowed the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz, a cycle of retaliatory strikes now directly targeting economic assets, including widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Iranian State TV today confirmed that spokesman of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC Ali Mohammad Naini, has been killed in an Israeli strike. In the UAE, key installations, including the Habshan gas facility and the Bab oil field, were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and falling debris. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today reviewed the agriculture situation across the country with senior officials in New Delhi. The meeting followed discussion on the crops damaged due to untimely rain and hailstorms in several states. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said that instructions have been issued for immediate surveys and necessary actions to ensure that farmers receive relief at the earliest. Earlier today in a media briefing, Mr. Chauhan said the government is taking prompt measures to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and hailstorms in several parts of the country. He said necessary directions have been issued to officials to coordinate with state governments for immediate assessment of losses. Enforcement Directorate ED has provisionally attached 126 immovable properties worth over 5,000 crore rupees across Punjab and Delhi. The ED said that the action is taken in connection with a massive financial fraud linked to PACL Limited under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. The probe agency said that the investigation was initiated on the basis of a case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in 2014. Election Commission has issued order to regulate political advertisement across electronic and digital media. According to the order, all political parties, candidates, and even individuals or organizations must get the advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee, MCMC. The ECI has also set up an appellate committee at the state level, headed by the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, where parties or candidates can challenge decisions made by the MCMC. At the Allianz Masters Badminton Tournament, Indian duo of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsa Karunanan lost to Indonesian pair of Bagas Maulana and Leo Carnando 12-21-20-22 in the men's doubles quarterfinals at the Palais des Sports in France today. In the women's singles quarterfinal matches, Tanvi Sharma will face Japan's Natsuki Nidaira, while Malvika Bansal will take on compatriot Isharani Barua, ensuring India as semi-finalist. In the squash, India's Tanvi Khanna and Veer Chotrani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open 2026 with impressive performances at the CCI Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.